And on the line now, I have Caoimhe O'Connell from Dublin Simon Community. Good afternoon, Caoimhe. How are you?
Good afternoon, all. I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you as well. I'm just wondering, I think the sun is out now, so people are a little bit happier maybe. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Give us a bit of background.
It was awesome this morning.
Give us a bit of background to the... Listen, incidentally, about Valentine's Day, do you have a particular song that you like to hear on the day?
A particular song we'd like to hear on the day?
Yeah, like, do you have a particular love song that sort of brings back, evokes memories?
A particular love song today? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to come back to you on that one,
I think. Okay. Tell us about the Simon Home Run. It's been going a long time now.
Yeah, it's 37 years in the running now, excuse the pun. So it's the 37th annual Simon Home Run. We were actually out this morning for the official launch of it. We were out in the park with some of our clients and with the rugby star Ross Byrne. And the sun came out the second we were finished taking the photograph, so we were a bit unlucky in that regard. But it's happening on the 7th of March in the Phoenix Park at 10:30 in the morning. And we're really trying to encourage everyone to get involved, like anybody who walks, runs, jogs, people from schools, people from, you know, running clubs from work, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And there really is something for everyone there. So it's a 5-mile run, because that's how long it's going, it's 4 kilometres. So it's a great way for serious runners to test themselves, because it's about 8K. It's a bit more than the usual 5K. So again, you know, we're encouraging walkers, joggers, parents with buggies, people with dogs, you know, to kind of take part as well. There's a real kind of family-friendly atmosphere. So what we often find is a lot of our kind of corporate supporters who are running, they might bring their families along on the day, and there's something there for the kids. There's music, entertainment, food, prizes, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great day out, and we've had fantastic days over the past number of years. So really trying to encourage as many people as possible to get involved, because it's a massive fundraising event for us.
Yeah, so as you said there, it's for the serious athletes and who are keeping fit. And it's a nice change from running alone, I must say. You see a lot of people running alone, but it's nice to do it with a few people. And you're making a big family day as well.
It is. It's a big family day. So we really try to open it up to everybody. So, you know, we want to have something for everyone there to try and engage as many people as we possibly can. So we try our best to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you have a fastest buggy challenge.
We do, yeah. We have the fastest buggy challenge. So there'll be a spot prize in the day for the fastest buggy, the first buggy across the finish line. So we're seeing that more and more in recent years. We have kind of the people with prams, and they're actually going very fast a lot of the time, which is kind of shocking for the 5 miles. But So, yeah, there will be a prize this year for the fastest buggy across the finish line.
Okay, and what's the profile? I suppose everybody from babies right up to whoever wants to take part. And how can you enter?
It's not really for children, I suppose, to run in. We kind of start at sort of secondary school age, about 16 or so. So we have a good few secondary school students involved already. And then anyone from then up, you know, if you're 16 or if you're 60 or if you're 70 or 80 or whatever. But the way that you get involved is just look up www.homerun.ie, and that's our event registration page. It's €25 to register and €30 if you want to get a Simon T-shirt as well on the day.
Okay, and it's on Saturday the 7th of March at 10:30 in the Phoenix Park.
That's it. Phoenix Park.
And if no one's going to take part, but they admire the work that's been done by Simon, how can people make donations? Or sometimes, I imagine, look for volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've lots of info about our volunteering opportunities, and we have also a big donation red button that you can't miss on our website, www.dubsimon.ie. So I'd encourage anyone who maybe can't make it along in the day, or maybe running isn't their thing, or walking or jogging, to pop along, visit the website, and there's plenty of ways people can get involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just people can... can people turn up on the day, or do they have to apply beforehand?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, people can turn up on the day. It depends on what our capacity is, but usually there's a good few people who turn up on the day as well. If they just decide in the morning or the day before that they want to pop along, they're more than welcome to. So they can sign up then and there. Mm-hmm. And we just ask them to get there maybe a little bit earlier than 10:30, just to make sure they get their, you know, number and everything in advance.
Yeah, and imagine, Caoimhe, that the numbers are climbing every year for people taking part.
Yeah, they are. They are, you know, up around the 2,000 mark or more. So we're really trying to push that this year to get as many people involved as possible, because, of course, as we all know, homelessness is a massive problem at the moment. And you know, we really want to help to, you know, abate that and alleviate the crisis by really getting people engaged as an awareness piece as much as a fundraising piece, you know. So it is. It's a great opportunity for people to kind of come together for a good cause, and it's a bit of fun as well.
Okay, and that's all happening on Saturday the 7th of March, 10:30 to Phoenix Park. Thank you very much, Cree.